affecting your ability to get your work done and be where you want to be for Saturday's game?
We'll see.
Maintenance or regular? Sort of.
You'd ask Coach Belichick.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Is that his line?
How many work have you gotten in with Michael Floyd so far?
You know, as much as we could. So he's, you know, I've been here a short period of time. So trying to, it's a lot to catch up on, especially a receiver in our offense. So, but he's working hard at it.
How difficult is it for him and for you to get on the same page so quickly?
You know, I think it's just you got to put the time in. So I don't think it's an easy thing to do by any stretch. You know, I think that's why the off seasons are so valuable and, you know, to have that work. But we're pretty late in the year. But, you know, do the things that he's confident in, that the coaches are confident that he can do well, and then, you know, see if we can go do something positive.
What's it like at this juncture of the season getting a 6'2", 220-pound receiver who was a former first-round pick? It must seem like almost like a Christmas present.
I think it's just, you know, we've added different players like Steven Jackson last year, you know, late, and you try to you know, I think we've added different players at different times. So it's just, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, and I don't want to predict what's going to happen because you really don't know. So hopefully it's, you know, a lot of great plays, and that's what everyone's hoping for.
Tom, do you put aside the baggage that he brought here? I mean, is that just you worry about the guy that walks in the room and not what happened prior to him getting here?
You know, I'm not focused on any of that. I mean, I don't make decisions like that, so I'm just trying to, you know, focus on what I got to do this week, and if it's, you know, try to work on football stuff with particular players, then that's what I'm going to do. So,
how fast did you guys have to reset? It seemed like, you know, in Denver when everybody's had T-shirts, everybody seems jubilant. How fast did you reset to say that we're not going to stall at the finish line like you did last year?
Yeah, pretty quickly. I think, you know, I just remember being on the airplane and people saying, you know, this is you know, we didn't finish the way we wanted to last year, and, you know, this is a great win, but, you know, we got to play football. We got to play and go out and play great down the stretch. Because some of the best teams we've ever had have played great down the stretch. And, you know, it's a good time to string a bunch of wins together, and they're all going to come different ways. You know, the teams are different this time of year. The weather's different. You know, every week it's, there's different things. It's good to be able to have the mental toughness to approach the weeks, put everything into it, get the win, and then, bam, move on to the next week. So I think that shows a lot of mental toughness by the team. And, you know, this is a team that's always given us, you know, a lot of problems. We've had a lot of really close games against this team for one reason or another. So that's what we're expecting this week.
You said one goal every year or a bunch of little goals that lead to the big one.
You know, we're trying to just, I think, show up and win, you know, every day. And you know, Coach always walks in the media room and says, guys, it's a big day. You know, every day he says it's a big day. So he says it in May. He says it in July. He says it in December. So we joke about it a lot. He never comes and says, you know, this day doesn't really mean that much. So I think you just approach, you know, these, you know, every day doing the best you can do and trying to prepare, whether it's an off season, whether it's training camp, whether it's during the season. All those days are important. They mean something. And they try to, you know, you try to string them together and add up to winning football games.
Tom, you spoke about last one. Toughness multiple times in the past. And you've thrown a lot of balls this way over the last few weeks, and he's taken some big hits. I'm wondering,
yep,
is there anything you can do to try to make sure that he's able to physically maintain for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, I hate seeing him take hits. You know, I think seeing anybody take those big hits is tough, especially, you know, when you're 195 pounds. I mean, he's a pretty tough guy. But, you know, the more you can take off, and the better. But it's such a physical sport, and sometimes, you know, the play's tight and the game's on the line and you're going to take them. It's just part of the game. So I think the ones you can control, you got to try to control and do a good job of. But Julian's such a tough guy. I mean, he's, you know, I thought he did a great job in punt returns last week, trying to take any of those big kamikaze helicopter hits that he's taken before. So,
to
Before you go, I've been meaning to ask you, did you take that from Coach Belichick's locker? The sweatshirt?
No, you know. I know. No, you don't like the style?
No, I'm just curious. I mean, you guys are like doing the same thing.
No, it's so tight in the neck, so you got to cut it down a little bit because I'm wearing so much crap underneath for this time of year. And
I didn't know if that was like something you guys got going on.
No, he and I don't consult that way.
All right, guys.
Thank you, guys.